I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Open Range. At last week's Cattle Industry Annual Convention, U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Philip Singh shared the following with the members of the Export Growth Committee.
Our exports to Japan were up 24% this year. Japan has the world's highest duties, 38.5%. As a result of the Australian EPA, their Economic Partnership Agreement, we're indexed at 38.5%. Australia is roughly at about 28.5%. So that's a big difference, but we're overcoming that.
Overall, U.S. beef exports increased 11% in volume and 1% in value from 2015. Exports accounted for 13.7% of total beef production in 2016 and 20.5% for muscle cuts. Singh continues with more details about beef exports to South Korea.
And it's very encouraging what the Korean market has done. We were up 38% in Korea this year. And contrary to what we have the situation with Japan, about 7 years ago, we concluded the Korean-U.S. trade agreement. So we have the lowest duty shipping beef into Korea. So this does make a difference because this has advantaged us quite dramatically. Another market that's been very good to us is Taiwan. We're up basically about 24% in Taiwan on our exports.
He thanked producers for their support of international marketing efforts for U.S. beef and urged them to remain strong advocates for global trade. That's today's Open Range. I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to Ag Information, Network of the West.